Chapter 2, Babylon. The next place that we want to tell you about is called Babel or Babylon. You will remember that Noah was told to build an ark, in which he was saved with his family, when the great flood destroyed all the rest. After the waters had gone off the earth, Noah and his family came out on the dry land, and all the birds and animals that were with them in the ark. Then, after many years, when the people had increased again, they began to build a city with a high tower to try to reach up to heaven. They made bricks of mud and dried them hard, and then they began to build the tower. But God saw what they were trying to do, and came down to stop them in their pride. Before that time, they all spoke the same language, but God came down and made them speak in different languages, so that no one could understand what the other said. You think how difficult it would be when nobody could understand what the other was trying to say, and they could not go on with their work. So the building of the tower had to stop, and they were all put to confusion. This is what Babel means, just confusion. And so the name of the city was called Babel. The people then became scattered all over the earth, and that is why there are so many different nations and languages in the world. We are told that the name of one of Noah's sons was Ham, and that Ham also had a son whose name was Cush. Then Cush had a son and called his name Nimrod. Now it was this Nimrod who began to build the city of Babel, or Babylon, as it was afterwards called. Nimrod was a mighty man in the earth and a great hunter. Babel, or Babylon, was the beginning of his kingdom, and the sons of Nimrod became a great nation called the Babylonians. Babylon grew into a great city, and many years afterwards there was a mighty king who ruled there, and his name was Nebuchadnezzar. It is a long, hard name, but you will remember having heard of him. He had a great army of soldiers, and God used them to punish some of the other nations round about for their wickedness. One of these nations was Judah, where there was the city of Jerusalem and where the Jews lived. God had blessed them for many years under King David and King Solomon and other kings of Judah. But afterwards they turned away from their God, who had done so much for them, and he sent the king of Babylon against them. So Nebuchadnezzar came into Judah and destroyed the city of Jerusalem, and took many of the Jews away as captives to Babylon. There they had to live far away from their homes and work for the great king as slaves for 70 years. One of the wisest of these captive Jews was called Daniel, and while he was there, the king Nebuchadnezzar had some wonderful dreams. And God told Daniel what was the meaning of those dreams. Then Daniel told the king, and the king was so pleased that he made Daniel one of the chief men in the kingdom. One day the king walked in his palace, and he began to boast about the great city of Babylon which he had built. But God knew the pride of the king, and humbled him by taking away his reason, so that he had to live in the fields with the beasts and eat grass like the oxen. For 7 years he was driven out of the city and from his palace in this way, And then God restored his reason and brought him back again. So the king had to acknowledge the true God, who lives forever and ever, and praised his name for all that he had done. After King Nebuchadnezzar had died, there was another king who took his place, and he held a great feast and drank wine out of the golden cups which they had taken from the temple at Jerusalem. These were holy cups, and for his pride and wickedness, God punished the king. He sent the king of Persia against Babylon, and he killed the king of Babylon and took the city. The king of Persia found that Daniel was a good and wise man, and made him the chief one in the kingdom. This made the other great men very jealous, and they made the king cast Daniel into the den of lions. This was because he would not give up praying to God. But you will see how God honored Daniel. God came and shut the mouths of the lions, so that they could not hurt Daniel. Then the king was glad, because he liked Daniel, and so he cast the other great men into the lion's den instead, and they were killed by the lions. Some years later, the city of Babylon was totally destroyed, and the word of God came true, which he sent by his prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed, they had said, and now it came to pass. The place where it was is now a desolate land and a home of wild beasts and birds. So solemn are the judgments of God against wicked nations. You will find the account of Babel in the 10th and 11th chapters of Genesis, and of its fall in the 14th chapter of Isaiah and the 50th and 51st chapters of Jeremiah. Then you can read about Daniel in Babylon in the book of Daniel.